Circular Fashion, Implications for Logistics and Supply Chains, a podcast by John Manners-Bell. In this, the first of two podcasts on changing supply chain trends in the fashion industry, I look at how fashion supply chains are on the verge of a major transformation which will have dramatic effects on the associated logistics industry. These changes are being thrust upon manufacturers and retailers in the sector due to the growing unease about the environmental impact which the trend towards fast fashion, in particular, is having. In a world in which sustainability is becoming ingrained in many companies' business models, the buy, wear once and then throw away model, which has become the norm for the industry, is becoming regarded by many as increasingly inappropriate. Of course, waste does not occur at the finished product post-consumer stage only. It is also endemic in upstream supply chains, with many byproducts from the manufacturing process being incinerated or dumped. Instead, some brands are turning towards so-called considered design. According to one consultancy, this term applies when the designer considers the materials and their impact, the production and the consumer use stage to minimise the negative effects of the world around them. This involves cradle-to-cradle design, where there is either a biological cycle, with products being returned harmlessly to nature, or industrial cycle, with non-degradable material being recycled. Closing the loop in fashion supply chains would have significant impacts on the amount of clothing being sent to landfill. In the UK alone, £12.5 billion worth of clothes, 300,000 tonnes, were disposed of in landfill in 2017, according to waste charity RAP. On a European-wide basis, another report states, in 2015, between a quarter and a half of the clothing bought in Europe is likely to end up in residual waste. This represents a huge quantity of clothing, given the total consumption of clothing is over 6 million tonnes. Digital technologies can be employed to reduce these levels of waste, and, as this podcast will go on to reveal, are being rolled out in downstream supply chains. However, they also have a role to play upstream to mitigate waste in the production phase. This podcast looks at some of the innovations which are part of a growing trend towards circular fashion at all stages of the supply chain. It also looks at the implications, not necessarily positive, for the logistics industry. Firstly, let's briefly touch on waste in upstream supply chains. According to a paper published by consultancy Reverse Resources, manufacturing byproducts, also termed pre-consumer leftovers, represent 25% of total consumption in the fashion industry. In some cases, it amounts to as much as 47% of the fibres and fabrics brought by a factory. Types of waste can include sample garments, defective yarns, surplus fabric, cutting scraps, roll ends, defective garments, and overproduction. The consultancy believes that the level of waste has been systematically underestimated by manufacturers, which has meant that the issue has not been given the level of importance which it deserves. The authors of the report assert, it will soon be technically possible to recycle at least 80% of all textile leftovers of any solid or mixed fibre compositions commonly used in the fashion industry. Tracking of byproducts would help the global brands understand what proportions of scraps were being downcycled or dumped, and the proportion which was being fed into the proportion of new yarns. In fact, many large offcuts could be used in the production process without recycling, i.e. in the sections of a garment which are unseen. The blockchain is one way in which to create visibility, ensure supply chain integrity, and track materials. Startup company Bext360 has partnered with the Organic Cotton Accelerator and other not-for-profit organisations, as well as tech companies and retailers such as C&A, Zalando and PVH Corp, to track bags of cotton from the farms which were produced to the processing plants. A next stage will involve providing visibility from processor to consumer, generating tokens which will provide digital fingerprints to prove origin and authenticity. This will eventually play an important role in identifying the materials present within a clothing item, creating the potential for high levels of recycling at all levels of the supply chain. Other upstream sustainability initiatives include the Open Apparel Register, supported by the CNA Foundation. A database of all garment production facilities in the world open to all organisations in the fashion supply chain. It assigns each facility a unique identifier number, allowing companies greater visibility of supply chains, including who else their suppliers may work for. By sharing information, this database, in theory, should allow organisations to use the most ethical suppliers and standardised processes. As we'll be discussing in our next podcast, recycling a larger proportion of waste in the upstream supply chain will have a significant impact on the amount of raw materials required. This will have important implications for the logistics industry, which we will go on to discuss.